It's supposed to be the off season where everything is quiet, but could have fooled me as rumors are running about of LeBron James heading to San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard and an extension. And by the way, what to do with Tony Parker? Welcome to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia, lead Spurs writer and manager over at the News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs Zone. And later on, I'll have a special guest, Robert Price, news reporter out at KABB, well, Fox 29 KABB, my colleague out there. As I mentioned in the intro, there's much to do about the Spurs, so much going around. From the lesser topics of what to do with Tony Parker, is he still a San Antonio Spur once the new season kicks off? And, of course, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, possible teaming up in San Antonio next season. Crossing fingers, hope that will happen. But it's going to bring on Robert. Robert, are all eyes on San Antonio right now? That's what it feels like right now with Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James. If that were to happen, what are your overall thoughts? But before we get into that, welcome to the show, first of all. Glad to have you on for your debut. Let's start off with Tony Parker. I mentioned in the beginning, Tony Parker may not be a Spur next season. What are your thoughts?
Mr. Garcia, yes, thank you so much for having me. And I will say, it's really, if you take a step back and think about it, pretty stunning to see how we've gotten to this place, not only with Kawhi, but with Tony Parker. Because if you think even, I don't know, this time a year ago even, you used to always hear Tony talking in his terms. He'd say, I want to retire a Spur. I want to play, four or five more seasons. He always used to reference 20 seasons as being a target for what he wants to play. And he wants to go out 20 seasons with the same team. He's always made it clear he wants to play with the Spurs. He wants to retire a Spur. But then come the playoffs this year and him relinquishing his starting role and it becoming clear he was taking a backdoor to DeJounte, I think on the final day of the season, they're asking him, where are you going to be next year? And he basically said, I don't know. Yeah. I'd like to be a Spur, but it's a business and I'm not ready to retire. So if they give me a contract, I'll play here, but I'm still playing the league. And if that has to be somewhere else, so be it. And that's pretty shocking to think we've gotten to that place with Tony.
Yeah, it is shocking considering he is one third of the original big three. And look, I've been hard pressed to answer that question, what's going to happen to Parker? Will he be wearing silver and black next season? And my first gut reaction is yes, he will be. Why? Because of the loyalty factor. I just cannot see Popovich and Buford letting him walk after everything he's done for the organization. I mean, a lot of those banners hanging in the AT&T Center would not be there without his efforts. 2007, he was the NBA Finals MVP. He pretty much ushered in this French basketball revolution in the NBA that we're seeing. And he's a legend overseas and in San Antonio. He's Hall of Fame bound. There's no doubt about that. But, Robert, you look at the situation, and let's face it, this NBA, this era of the NBA is, you got to have yourself a stud guard. Steph Curry, James Harden, Chris Paul, the list goes on and on and on. It makes you think, where does Parker fit in all this new era guard heavy, talented, athletic, crazy on the break NBA? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, yeah, two things that come to mind. One, the whole loyalty thing, what comes to mind over and over that I think about in this kind of a situation is Hakeem Olajuwon playing in a Toronto Raptors jersey, Patrick Ewing playing in a Seattle Supersonics or Orlando Magic jersey. It seems unthinkable. It seems laughable at the time, but it happens. Tony Parker could be playing in an Atlanta Hawks jersey next year, right? It could happen. I hate to think about it, but then you think of how loaded the Spurs are at that position. You got DeJounte. People are saying, oh my gosh, Derek White is amazing. He has potential. If we want to, have him wait another year. Obviously Patty Mills is still there. So there's all these people, Manu can play point guard and, bring the ball up the court. So there's all these people that how necessary is Tony Parker truly at this point? Do you want to waste cap money just for sentimentality, just for the sake of, oh, he's with us from the beginning? Personally, me, yes, as a sucker. Yeah. I don't want Tony to go. I like Tony. I like the idea of him being on the bench. I think he's even said as much that he's still willing to come off the bench. It's not like he's being a diva or a prima donna and saying, I must be a starter. I think he's accepted it. He's letting DeJounte take over. So if that's the case, find a way. Get creative with cap space. Get creative with signing him. And, maybe it's a year or two more, but let's do it. Let's bring him back. That's my take as a Spurs fan, diehard sucker, perhaps, but I say bring him back.
This Spurs franchise, it's not unprecedented for them to trade away a fan favorite, high profile names. George Gervin comes to mind. He wore a Bulls jersey at the end of his career. I get it. He wasn't the same Iceman as he was prior to the trade, but that's still, wow, you traded Iceman. Sean Elliott, he was not a Spur for about a season when he was traded to Detroit. Malik Rose was let go. George Hill, a fan favorite, was traded on draft night for Kawhi Leonard, but we all know how that turned out. So it's not unprecedented for the Spurs to part ways with some of their
Bruce
top
Bowen,
guys.
yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Bowen, yeah. The list goes on and on and on. At the end of the day, though, I don't see any problem having a Hall of Fame bound point guard on your roster because I can almost guarantee it, Robert, down the line next season, somehow, some way, there's going to be a situation where they're going to need his Spurs, know-how, his Spurs,
Corporate
corporate knowledge.
knowledge.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. That's going to come in handy. Is he undersized? Yes. Is he not the same explosive Tony Parker we saw, thanks in large part to the injury and the surgery he had a couple of off seasons ago? Yes. But there's something to say about NBA experience, wisdom, and being there and having done that time and time again. Robert?
We are in agreement, I think, here on this, aren't we?
Yeah,
We're
I think so, yeah.
I know in sports interactions these days, media sports debates, it's not necessarily the best listening experience, but if you're a true Spurs fan, I think you like hearing this. I don't think if you're a true Spurs fan, you should be out there saying, get him out of there, I mean, you should have
Yeah.
some respect.
Although there is a portion of Spurs fans that really do want to see him gone. I'm serious. When I wrote up the article over at News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs Zone, how he mentioned to a French outlet that he was willing to come back. He wants to come back. He wants to be a Spur. You heard it before. Fans on social media just were saying bye bye, get him out of here. He doesn't belong here anymore. I kind of find of a kind of is a little bit of a slight towards what he's given this franchise.
Hey, slightly off topic, but still on topic. Can I ask you your opinion on that? Because I've always kind of amused when players like Boris Diaw or Tony Parker or someone goes overseas and gives an interview in their native language. And, it's 2018 and they're still acting like, oh, but that's over in France. No one's ever heard of a translation, Google Translate. No one's ever going to see this. And they're like way more frank and like honest than they would be with American media. And I'm like, do they not think that's going to get back to us over here? Do they think like, because I felt like, wow, Tony's being really brutally honest in that interview. And so I just made a.
Well, let me answer that for you. I've experienced it here in the States. I can recall, I think it was, oh my God, I think it was my early years of covering the Spurs, and I caught up with the Spurs during the rodeo road trip in Philadelphia. And I just wanted to see what would happen. I was curious myself. I started talking to Manu Ginobili in Spanish, and he opened up more so to me in that media huddle than he did to the English-speaking reporters that were in the media huddle. So it is true. I think there's just a familiarity, a comfortability. I think it just eases them knowing that, hey, I got somebody here who gets me, who understands me, who speaks my language. So I've experienced where, of course, the Spurs PR company jumped on me for doing that, but I got screamed at afterwards. But nevertheless, I think they do. It's just a comfortability experience they have, and
They can truly express themselves.
yeah, and I think that's the benefit for myself being bilingual because I was able to talk to Thiago Splitter in Spanish when he was a Spur, and Manu Ginobili, and even other players not Spurs, like when he was with the Knicks, Willy Hernan Gomez. He and I spoke in Spanish, and he opened up quite a bit. So it's
Yeah, I can see that.
definitely it's definitely a comfortability. But yeah, I think that Robert and I are in agreement that Parker should come back. I hope the Spurs do make it happen. Because it'll suck to see him wearing a Warriors uniform.
Oh,
Imagine
gosh. Oh,
that.
please stop
That
pointing to
would
this.
be brutal if he
Don't
wants to
bring that
go
up.
title hunting. Yeah, if he does want to go title
Oh,
hunting.
God. That never crossed my mind until right now. You put this into my mind. How dare you?
All right. Well, it helped Robert erase that image out of his mind and transition to the next topic, and that is Kawhi Leonard. I'm pretty sure you heard yesterday, by the time you're listening to this episode of Locked On Spurs, out on, again, the Spurs Zone at News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio, that there is a report via Basketball Insiders that it looks like everything's going to be fine at the end of the day. That Pop, the Spurs are going to hammer out an extension. They need to define what type of extension. They just said an extension, keeping Kawhi in silver and black. I guess the million-dollar question here, Robert, for you is this: what's going to happen if that extension is not the Supermax extension?
Well, I mean, obviously, I feel like the Supermax is the big chip that the Spurs hold that no one else does. And everything I've ever seen out there in terms of reports is that that would be the reason Kawhi stays. But in terms of the report you mentioned yesterday, that was obviously great news. When I saw that headline, I was like, oh, wow, a sea of calm washed over me. But yeah, the idea being that some of this has either not necessarily been overblown, but that enough time has gone by that they're able to, take stock of where they are with each other, where Kawhi is, where the Spurs are as an organization, and realize, do we really want to part ways? Is what happened last season really ending, deal breaker? This can't be fixed. Yeah, sure, there's things we still need to talk about, iron out, but hey, what is it? You correct me if I'm wrong, the Spurs can offer something like 50, 60 million more than anyone else, 40 million
Yeah,
more. I mean, what
pretty
is it?
much. Yeah. You're after a $219 million, and that's a lot of reasons to keep anybody at their workplace. Yeah, when I look at the situation, I look. I rarely spoke about it, and I think I mentioned it a couple times too. But during the regular season, right before this Kawhi Spurs issue really bubbled and hit a crescendo. I was covering the team, and I was told by somebody inside that it's coming, it's happening, meaning the discourse, this reported rift, and that we know what's going on. And heads up, Jeff, don't say anything, but this is what's happening. So a part of me started off looking at the situation like, okay, this is real, like this is a situation. Now you fast forward to today, you're seeing more reports coming out that it looks like there's going to be smooth over. I would not be surprised if the magic of Pop kicked in at what he did with LaMarcus Aldridge to calm him down when he demanded a trade. When Tim Duncan wanted to leave to Orlando, I think that magic kicked in. Wouldn't be surprised if it comes out down the road that Pop was all in on trying to calm the waters between Kawhi, his camp, and the Spurs, and just really, really got things done. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've articulated this a few times just in sports room debates and conversations at work, but basically, what always got to me is it was obviously understandable from a psychological standpoint as a fan that silence sucks, that you don't hear anything from your number one star. You start to fill the vacuum with your own thoughts and you start to flood the content. You need to feed the beast, you need to say something, and you don't have a Russell Westbrook out there, you don't have someone who's taking to social media or holding press conferences. But we all acknowledge that Kawhi is super quiet. We all acknowledge that that's not his personality. And yet, for some reason, then we forget it when he's not talking. And we're like, why isn't Kawhi, the most quiet person I've ever heard of, even more quiet than Tim Duncan, not talking? That must mean he hates us. That's where all our insecure minds go, is he hates us. That's why he's not saying anything. And so I just thought that's just not his style. We need to, it's been 48 hours. It's been a week since we've heard from him. He must want to go play for someone else. So I never really truly bought it because what we're hearing from his camp. Yeah, it really was telling when Greg Popovich is holding news conferences and saying, I don't know, you're going to have to talk to Kawhi and his group, Kawhi and his camp. You go, whoa, burn this. What's going on here? Why is he doing this? I don't know. But I never really thought, okay, he's gone. It's done. You know, I was like, because I would find myself saying, wait, how did we get here? What? Well, I mean, didn't he hold a news conference at Spurs shoot-around like in early April? It's so hard to remember the timeline now or whatever. He came out and they're like, hey, do you want to be a Spur? And he's like, oh, yeah, definitely. My whole career. Yeah, of course. You know, everything seemed cool. And then like 2 weeks later, yeah, Kawhi hates the Spurs. I don't know. It just was like a whirlwind. So I'm glad that we've reached June and it seems like we're putting this behind us. We're only a couple of, what, days away from the draft. I mean,
Yep, that's right.
so it's almost
Yeah.
over.
Yeah, I know it's almost over, but look, if when I look back, they say hindsight is 20/20. The day he was drafted by the Pacers and then subsequently traded to the Spurs for the George Hill deal, I was there in Brooklyn, and when the trade was announced, I remember rushing to the press conference and barely catching him as he finished his presser wearing a Pacers hat at the time. So the moment he left the stage and started exiting out to do his rounds, his handlers were able to squeeze me in for about 2 3 minutes with him and said, yeah, I'm going to talk to him. So I spoke to him. That was the moment I knew this guy's going to be trouble for the Spurs and national media. That I remember I asked him, I don't remember this question specifically. I think it was more towards a, hey, you just got traded. Your rights just got traded kind of thing. And all he did is just look at me and say, oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Like, that's all it was. And I remember I said, like, well, what is your thought? What are your thoughts going now to San Antonio? As a matter of fact, I think it's still on YouTube if you do a good digging on there, where you hear me in the presser saying, hey, you just got traded. What are your thoughts? And he's like, oh, okay. Like that's
Thoughts?
all his reaction was.
What are
So
those?
and then of course, when it be his rookie year, I remember talked to him a couple more times and it just was still just like, okay, this guy's gonna be an issue. Now then you fast forward to this offseason. You got the San Diego Aztecs current head coach, I forget his name, I want to say Dutcher, I believe it is, saying that why is everybody shocked? This is Kawhi. He's just quiet. And I think at the end of the day, it's like in a relationship when your girlfriend is mad at you and she gives you the silent treatment, you're going out of your mind like, what the hell is going on? I think that's what it comes down to. Robert?
Why haven't they replied to this text message? What's going on? Come on.
Exactly. But yeah, so hopefully everything is now a smooth waters and we will see what happens very soon between the Spurs and Kawhi. Just because this recent report is out does not mean the Spurs are out of the woods yet. The Spurs could offer him extension. That doesn't mean the full extension. You don't know how he will react to that if it's anything less than 29, 219, as well as what if they do the physical on him and they find out that injury that's degenerative is not going away. Would the Spurs be willing to risk the richest contract in franchise history to a guy who has an injury like that? Whew, a lot to think about there, Robert.
I know the possibilities are endless. The one that's most intriguing to me that sometimes gets forgotten about is the fact that he could just nothing could happen this summer, right? And that he could just play out next year because he's still under contract.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's still under contract, and he's just pretty much say, okay, I'll play, and then get his body ready and peak performance. Then the next season, be I'm out later. So that it remains to be seen. Now to the main event, the big topic that is the cries that you're hearing all across Alamo City right now, up and down downtown on Southwest Military, you name the street, the Spurs fans are probably screaming at it. And that is LBJ to SA? What? That's...
LeBron to SA.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the social media, especially in San Antonio. Look, it didn't help the fact that after the Game 3 loss, he just glowed about the Spurs and their acute IQ and which sent Spurs fans in a tizzy. You talked into
Dropping
John
Gary
T.
Neal bombs.
Yeah, exactly. When was the last time you heard that? And by the way, kudos to LeBron, remembering that guy. Also, you had DeJounte Murray tweet out a photo of LeBron in a Spurs jersey, and then you even got a Nets player, D'Angelo Russell. Hashtag wait for it. And he was talking about LeBron to SA. And then T-Mac, the former Spur, saying that he urges LeBron to the Alamo City. All right, big question here, Robert. Do you see it happening?
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm always the optimist. First of all, would I be open to it? You're damn right I would be. Yes, hell yes, yes. LeBron does say, "Am I down? I'm down." So, but then will it happen? So I hear I'm surrounded oftentimes. I feel like by Spurs pessimists. They refer to themselves as realists. You know that they don't want to put their Spurs glasses on. They want to just be real and say this is what's going to happen. And so my coworker Don Harris at News 4 is like, more than 1% chance, less than 2% chance LeBron's coming to SA. He's still on the no way Jose train. And I'm thinking, I don't know. There seems to be some momentum. I mean, this happens every offseason. If I try and take a step back, I feel like there were Chris Paul to San Antonio articles. There were Kevin Durant to San Antonio articles. I mean, there were LaMarcus Aldridge to San Antonio articles. Hey, that one worked out. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but it does seem interesting that people are giving credence to this. I mean, you do see some writers, some national writers out there saying, "Oh no, wait, I think the Lakers are front runners." Then you'll hear people saying, "There's no way he's going to the Lakers." You know what I mean? Then they'll say, "Well, wait, what about Philadelphia? What about Houston?" That one bothers me. I'll be honest, but
Yeah, that one
I could see it happening. I mean, I understand the Pop love is real. He
does.
loves Pop. He respects Pop. I want to say, who was it? Was it? Oh, it was this yesterday morning or this morning. One of those, Chris Broussard on Fox Sports, he was saying how all the greats, Kobe, Shaq, Tim Duncan, Michael Jordan, had an elite Hall of Fame caliber coach, and that really LeBron has never had that, and he could get that with Greg Popovich. And maybe that's the next logical step, is to go for someone he respects, someone he loves, Team USA, Greg Popovich, and that they would win a championship as constructed with a Kawhi, with a LeBron, Manu comes back, who knows, but yeah, I could see that working.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's gonna be feel mighty healthy if the Spurs were able to snag LeBron to SA. Now look, when I look at the situation, I say, yeah, I mean, I think it's legit. You mentioned about the Pop LeBron bromance. Not to mention, he does love the fan base, and the fan base loves LeBron. You also want to remember that game where he set an NBA record. I forget what it was. I think it was points. And then afterward, it was in the AT&T Center. And afterward, he did mention the fan base and how he appreciates the support. Now,
Oh,
look.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm all in on LeBron to San Antonio. I'll hope and mix it happens. But in my mind, right as of right now, this recording, in my opinion, they got bigger fish to fry, and that is obviously Kawhi Leonard, and
Sure.
that is obviously what will happen to guys like Danny Green and Rudy Gay, who have player options. If they opt in, that could mean, okay, fine, you opt in, that's your right, but then that's going to have to likely mean maybe adios, Tony Parker. Adios, Manu Ginobili. They got to clear some cap space. It doesn't help the fact, too, that Powell and Patty Mills have these ginormous deals that are just happening. The Spurs thing right now. Are you willing to let some of these fan favorites go, Robert?
Right, I guess you're making a good point because you're basically saying, hey, let's get your head out of the clouds, let's come out of dreamland and let's like actually talk about reality. Like, yeah, it's fun to dream, it's fun to think about what if I, hey, what if I won the lottery? But you still have bills to pay. All right, let's not think about that jet ski you're gonna buy when you win the lottery. Let's how about think about how you're gonna pay for your water bill. And you do have Danny Green and you do have Rudy Gay and you do have a roster that you have to construct. Not thinking, well, LeBron's going to swoop in and save the day. So yeah, I mean, those are legit concerns. But I'm sorry, I still like to dream. I still kind of like to think. I'm a grown man. I've been following the Spurs my entire life, but I feel like if I heard the news, I wake up and I check Twitter and it says confirmed. We like to joke, it's confirmed, it's LeBron to SA. But if it like really said confirmed, it's LeBron to SA, I think it would be like Christmas morning. I think I would feel like a child. I feel
Yeah, I
like I
think
would
you're
think,
right.
no way. Because people, I mean, I'm just serious from like an economic standpoint. Look at what he did when he came back to Cleveland. Look what he did to downtown Cleveland economically for the businesses that thrived all of a sudden once again, rejuvenated the feel. Like downtown near outside Quicken Loans Arena was a ghost town when he left for those 3 or 4 years when he was with the Heatles. So it's just kind of unfathomable to think what life in San Antonio is going to be like if you had that kind of worldwide media spotlight on your team that he brings. All that talk, that junk, They just released the ratings for the NBA Finals for a four game sweep. It was like still one of the highest rated, NBA Finals ever. And whenever the Spurs are in, like, oh no, a new low for ABC in ratings. We're not going to hear that anymore. It's going to transform San Antonio into this other level. It's hard to describe, but I just know it. So that's why it's so fun to talk about.
Yeah, it's definitely fun to talk about. It remains to be seen, obviously, if LeBron will really seriously consider San Antonio. Look, there's a New York Times report saying that Popovich is all in on trying to get LeBron to South Texas, at least, wedge his way into the conversation. So it's good to see that, if that report is true, that Pop is all in. And I like that. There's so many reasons why he should pick San Antonio. You know pretty much all of them. I'm pretty sure the listener knows all of them. But just to reiterate, you got DeJounte Murray, you got that clutch group, link that they have. They have this sort of mentor-mentee relationship. You got Pop, obviously, and if things go well, he could possibly team up with Murray, Kawhi, and LaMarcus Aldridge, and then you got Popovich on the sideline. And if for some reason Manu Ginobili's willing to take a significant hometown discount and come back for some vet minimum, wow. I mean, this team would really rock the NBA world and really put a cold shiver down the spine of the Warriors. At least that's my opinion.
No, I mean, the ring chasers would start coming and signing those veteran minimums just to be on the Spurs. If Kawhi, if you know, obviously if Kawhi's back, but if
Yeah.
LeBron comes to San Antonio, suddenly you're gonna have a lot of people coming out of the woodwork, being like, "Oh yeah, I'll take that $2.5 million mid-level exception or whatever." I'll take cheap. I'll take a $5 million discount to play for the Spurs, sure.
Yeah, but the only thing that maybe I have an eye on just that could pose some sort of legit threat to keeping LBJ to SA out of reality would be a Sixers team. I discount the Lakers team simply because they're the Lakers. They're still rebuilding. They're still very young. And
He doesn't want that.
his time in the NBA is coming to a close. Maybe not as fast, but it's coming to close already. He's already in the back end of it, though. He could have surprised me last season where he played. But he
Well,
doesn't have that much. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
just that you're right. He doesn't want a rebuild project. At this point, he's
Yeah.
almost 34 years old. So there's two things that I think of. Does he want to join a super team of his own in the West? Does he want, and those two options really are only Houston or San Antonio. In other words, does he want to take on the Warriors head on within their own conference? Or does he want to extend that final streak? Because I think everyone acknowledges any team in the East he joins will make the finals. You know what I mean? He joins. I mean, in a serious sense, if he joins Boston, he joins Philadelphia, they're making the finals. But then people like to joke, he joins the Atlanta Hawks, they're making the finals out of the East. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
if he wants to take the path of least resistance, he joins an upper echelon Eastern Conference team. If he really feels like the writing's on the wall, Cleveland has given him everything he's got. Cleveland has played itself out. There's nothing more he can do. They've made the finals. They're gonna keep getting swept or maybe winning one game against the Warriors. It's time to reevaluate. But does he want to do, if he's gonna try to go to the West, it has to be the Spurs or Rockets, because I don't think anyone else is gonna be good enough to still come up short against the Warriors.
Yeah, the only wild card in all this is for some reason Paul George decides to go home and to California and join LA. I think that changes a lot of things, in my opinion, because pairing up with George and Lonzo Ball, say what you will about his rookie season, he's okay right now. And of course, Brandon Ingram, the list goes on and on, and what they're going to do with Julius Randle, we'll see. But that could be a start of something good. Still, I think even with George, it would not be enough for this Lakers team to get out of the West next season.
No, it'd be the Thunder, a little bit better than the Thunder, but they'd still lose to the Warriors, in my opinion.
Yeah, and of course, we just hope somehow, some way, the NBA doesn't allow him to go to the Warriors. That'd be
Oh God,
crazy. Yeah, God.
yeah.
Yeah,
I think even he knows not to do that.
I hope not. But those are our thoughts on the three topics there: the future of Tony Parker, and Robert and I. We agree he should come back, and they should keep him in silver and black. And Kawhi Leonard, yay! That's where we stand. And of course, LeBron James, Robert's all in. I'm still hesitant, and we wait to hear what you have to say. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone, and of course, follow everything I do over at the Spurs Zone, which you can find on News 4 San Antonio and KBB Fox 29 San Antonio.com. Robert, where can fans pretty much bash you, throw tomatoes at you for everything you said?
The Twitter handle is pretty easy. It's at Robert Price TV, as in television, at Robert Price TV. But Jeff, before you go, let me ask you though, what's your percentage, LeBron to SA, where are you putting it in terms of reality versus pipe dream? Where is this, you know, Wayne, and where are you on that level?
I'm with the latest Vegas odds. I'm 8-1 odds.
So you still put teams ahead of them?
Yeah, I still put teams ahead of them. Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Who's the number one team?
You know what? I still got Philly. Simply
so he's
because
leaving Cleveland, though, no matter what. He's leaving Cleveland.
I think he's leaving Cleveland because have you seen their financial situation? It's atrocious. I don't know how. Who's going to want J.R. Smith's deal, Kevin Love's deal? You know, for some dumb reason, the GM doesn't want to part with that number eight seed. Mm. I mean, sorry, the number eight pick, I'm sorry, in the upcoming draft, and he's hanging on to it. I think if they're able to maybe look, if you see their name active next week out in Brooklyn, you know they're trying to do whatever it takes to keep LeBron. Even that means packaging that number eight pick maybe with a guy like Kevin Love to swing for the fences and get something big. But barring that, I mean, their financial situation is atrocious. He called them out slickly in the post-game pressers where he was saying about mentality and high IQ. I thought that was a shot at his teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah. J'Arr Smith. And
Egon.
Yeah, I think he's not. I mean, barring some major trade where they get a big-name player to go to Cleveland and get rid of some of those contracts, I just don't see him staying in the land. You?
Yeah, I agree. And then I just want to say this. He's leaving Cleveland, but if you're a Spurs fan, it's interesting where he goes if he stays in the Eastern Conference. It's annoying where he goes if he goes anywhere in the West that's not the Spurs. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're like, LeBron to Houston, I'm going to be rolling my eyes so hard. I'm going to be so mad.
I would say just for the NBA to just have the West Finals right then and there in early October. Just do the Warriors versus Rockets, and we'll take it from there. Do I even have a regular season and a good chunk of the postseason if that happens?
But then he joins the Spurs. Then you have legit three-way team tries. You have Houston, Golden State, San Antonio. I mean, that's interesting.
Oh, and then you also get to see Robert on local TV wearing his Spurs LeBron jersey every time he's on camera. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
I'm a little kid. I swear to God, I'm going to be the most biased Spurs fan there is out there. I'm sorry. I don't deny it. I'm the biggest optimistic. You know, the Spurs are still finding a way no matter what. You know, I never, ever count them out. So if LeBron is on the Spurs, oh, my God, it's all over.
It's all over. Well, hopefully that will happen. Let's see what the Spurs do. They've worked wonders before. Let's see if it'll happen again. But for Robert Price, I am Jeff Garcia, and he and I, we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.